The 21st Thursday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake then, for you do not know what day your Lord will come. Just think about this. If the owner of the house knew that the thief would come by night around a certain hour, he would stay awake to prevent his house from being broken into. So be alert, for the Son of Man will come at the hour you least expect." Imagine a capable servant whom his master has put in charge of his household to give them food at the proper time. Fortunate indeed is that servant whom his master will find at work when he comes. Truly I say to you, his Lord will entrust that one with everything he has. Not so with the bad servant who thinks, "My master is delayed," and he begins ill-treating his fellow servants while eating and drinking with drunkards. But his master will come on the day he does not know, and at the hour he least expects. He will dismiss that servant and deal with him as with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The commentary today is from Father Albert Taulé y Viñas, from Barcelona in Catalunya. Today, the Gospel speaks of the uncertainty of the moment when the Lord will come. You do not know on what day your Lord will come. If we want him to find us alert when he comes, we cannot get distracted or fall asleep. We have to be always awake. Jesus gives many instances of this vigil. The owner who stays awake to prevent his house from being broken into by a thief. The servant who wants to please his master. Today, maybe he would refer instead to a goalkeeper who does not know when or where from the ball will come at him. But maybe we should first clarify which coming he is talking about. Is he referring to our death? Is he talking about the end of the world? Both are certainly comings of the Lord. He has expressly left us in uncertainty to keep us attent. But most probably, none of our generation will bear witness to a universal cataclysm that will mean the end of human life on this planet. And insofar as death is concerned, this will be only once, and that will be it. But while this moment has not yet arrived, is there any other closer coming before which we are always to be on our guard? How the years go by. Months are reduced to weeks. Weeks to days, days to hours, hours to seconds. Every day, every hour, every instant in our life, the Lord is close to us. Through internal inspirations, through the people around us, through the events that happen, and as the Apocalypse says, "Behold, I am standing at the door and I am knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Today, if we receive communion, the same thing will happen. Today, if we patiently listen to the problem someone else may be telling us about, or if we generously give our money to help the needy, the same thing will happen again. And if, in our personal prayer today, we suddenly receive an unexpected inspiration, it will be happening again.